Tara Keough is a single mother. She grew up wanting to be a successful lawyer, but that all took a turn when she became addicted to drugs. Tara's daughter, Sukina Keough, tells a story for Radioactive about how she and her mom mended a bond and learned to find forgiveness of the past.
When my mom was in middle school, she fell into a bad place.
Okay, well, what happened was I got expelled from school, and that was when I just started hanging out with the wrong people. Because got into different things and whatever, you know.
She still had goals, but that hit a bump on the road when at 14 years old, a baby bump was on its way.
Actually, when I was pregnant with you, I didn't realize I was pregnant until I was like almost 5 months. Yeah, I was kind of stressed out when I found out.
For any girl, this would be a devastating time. That didn't stop her from making the pregnancy work.
I did try to make it work. I got a job. I got my license. You know, I was working in the beginning when I was 16 and to try to, you know, support you and everything.
My mom never went back to school, but at 16, she studied to get her GED. I still remember my grandmother and I picking her up from class when I was little, and I'd always bring a little box of cereal for her.
I feel like I was a bad mother to you because I was selfish and inconsiderate of your feelings. And I always put my addiction first. That always came first. Before you.
She wasn't in it alone. With friends, they stood by each other, not in the good way. I remember these friends, how they'd come to our door and ask for my mom. I'd want to lie and say she wasn't here, because I knew what they were there for. It hurt seeing my mom the way she was. She'd be out half the time, and if she wasn't, she'd be home up all night. We'd still bond sometimes. She'd tell me jokes from a funny movie or stories about her growing up here in Seattle. When we had tension, I'd go stay with my dad's side of the family. It was my safe place. At some point, my mom's addiction hit an all-time high.
Actually, at that time, I didn't see it as a phase. It was something that I really never thought about, really. But then at the time, I really didn't care, and I never had the thought of quitting. Because I really just felt like there was no reason to quit.
Then everything changed. She was pregnant again. My mom was scared. She didn't know what to do, or even if she was ready to give up her addiction. She went to the clinic, ready to give up the baby, but instead she gave up her addiction.
Okay, the reason why I gave it up was because I was pregnant with my second child, Kaden.
Say no, Kina.
No, Kina.
Say no, Kina. Say you get it. No, you.
You
get it.
Daddy.
Kina.
My little brother Kaden is 2 now. I look out for him to make sure he doesn't go through what I did. Kaden's a blessing, but it wasn't easy. My mom was sleep deprived and occasionally had withdrawals, but that wasn't enough to stop her from making a better future this time.
I just felt like I was just ready to be a mother because I let down Sakina so much. I was not a good mother to her, so I just felt like now I have a second chance to be a great mother to both of my kids. Now I think about where I want us to be later on in life. You know, instead of being selfish and just thinking about myself, now I think about all three of us.
A lot of people in my position would have a bad relationship with their parent.
Okay, Kina. Okay, be honest with me. I mean, you know, all the stuff that I put you through since you were a kid, all the stuff that you had to see, and when I did have any money or whatever, you know, instead of making you happy and buying the things that you wanted, I chose to buy drugs, you know, and selfishly kept myself happy and, you know, didn't even think about your happiness. And do you honestly forgive me for that? I mean, do you resent me?
I don't resent you at all. I understand what position you were at.
I just want to make sure that, you know, even though you had to go through all this stuff, that you can forgive me.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Truly and honestly, forgive me. And, you know, like, to be honest with you, I do feel like there is no resentment between me and you, you know? Like, till this day, I don't feel that way.
It's just, like, something. It's not, like, a sad story to me. It's, like, when we talk about it in the car, it's really funny.
It is. Yeah. I feel you. It's like,
at the time, it was sad, but it's something in the past, and because it was so long ago, we choose to laugh about it. I see my mom as strong for me and my brother. Because I know who she really is, I've forgiven her, and she's forgiven herself. We bond often now, more in a sense of us being like sisters. From talking about school to talking about boys to making fun of my dad. Sometimes we cook.
That's ready. Now we just put the rest of the meat in and then we start seasoning it. And then I'm going to have to cut the vegetables.
Do I put the meat into the pot of water?
No. That's for the vegetables. Okay. Now, seals the meat.
As her daughter, I feel the responsibility to make a future for myself and potentially seeing a future in law much like what she wanted, or being a businesswoman in New York for a top magazine company. I feel like it's taught me a lot. I know when it's right to go with the flow, but mostly when to walk away and choose a different road. Like my mom says,
even though you've seen me go down the wrong path, you chose to go down the right one.
For Radioactive, this is Sokina Kyo.
Kaden, can you say bye?
Bye!